This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
All right, Coach Courtney, Monday podcast here. We're back for another season. Monday's always a good day to reflect on what happened on Friday. You've had an opportunity to look at the film and reflect on how your team played. So what'd you see from watching the video, Coach?
Well, it was a good win, but we got a lot of things to correct. We're excited about, you know, obviously starting off 1-0, which is the goal, but there's a lot of things that we have to correct. Just too many errors, just a lot of things that we really need to correct.
Well, a 31-8 win, you know, it looked like your defense obviously played pretty well, held them to – they scored on the first series, and then you shut them out after that.
Yeah, I thought at times we played okay defensively. But just as a unit doing our job, I think that we have to do a better job of playing together. And we were able to get stops. I think a lot of that is due to turnovers and creating some negative plays. So in ways we did okay, and at times players played really well. At times it looked like the whole defense was playing well, but it's just consistently putting it all together. That's just what we got to work on, which, you know, the goal is to just keep getting better. So that's kind of how I look at things, is not necessarily what we're doing good, but what we're doing bad, so that we can continue to grow. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, before we take a look at the players of the game, let's talk a little bit about this heat and how's that going to affect you this week in preparing for Union County?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't even know exactly. We had to cancel the JV game today, and I see other schools are pushing back practice. We're maybe looking at that, maybe possibly just having a real mental week going inside. I just hate not to be out there at all, especially because, you know, Friday you're going to be battling that heat, and then to be in the AC all week, I just don't know. You know, I'd like to be in it some. I know that we got to wait for it, obviously, to get under 100 to be out there in any type of pad. So that might be tough to do this week. I don't know if that's even a possibility. So we're going to look at it some more. I'm going to talk to the coaches and just see what everybody thinks is best.
Well, I know it's supposed to cool down by Friday. Has there been any discussion about delaying the game on Friday at all?
Yeah, I believe they are. Coach Qualls came in and said that they already posted that it was going to be a delay. I believe by 7:30 is what they were planning on.
Start time.
Yeah, which could change as well. And they didn't reach out to me directly, so I'm not 100% sure, but that's what Coach Qualls said, that they had posted on their Facebook.
Well, folks, stay tuned for that. We'll keep you updated on the website this week. Let's talk about the players of the game. Your offense got rolling after a while. It you know, kind of sputtered a little bit early, but failed a couple of times in the red zone in the first half. But it really got going. Micah Newcomb kind of got on a roll a few times, completed a lot of passes in a row, you know, on and off different periods in the game, and he ended up completing 17 of 27 for 282 yards, and then hits Cameron Howard for 194 yards how many catches did he have? Six catches. So nice day, and you've chosen Cam for the
Caden.
I mean Caden.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a sister named
Cam. Yeah,
I get that confused a lot.
There are two choices. Coach Berry felt like to go with Caden, but Micah played really well, like you mentioned, a really big night through the air. Ran the ball well at times, too, made things happen when they broke down. And, you know, obviously Caden gets those opportunities because Micah puts the ball in great spots as well. But just overall, I'm not sure exactly what the difference was on what made Coach Berry choose Caden over Micah, but both two really good nights and really were a big part of our offense moving forward. And then offensively, I thought that we played okay at times, but they were kind of – that give Webster County some credit. They kind of bottle us up. Even when we get chunk plays, they just found a way to keep us out of the end zone. And that's a couple years in a row, kind of get some goal line stops on us there. We turn the ball over. I don't know how many trips in the red zone, probably – I know two deep in the red zone, and maybe three times that we were stopped.
I think it was three total.
Yeah.
It was two in the first half.
Yeah. And then they just find a way to kind of bend but don't break it. And, you know, eventually we turn the ball over once just on a crazy snap, just rolls back there. I'm not sure what happened. But give them some credit, too, because at this point, we're able to move the ball, but it's 2 years in a row we've really had trouble sticking it in the end zone against them.
And a team with a little more offensive punch, we know what can happen in that case.
Right. You know, yeah.
Webster County, their top player didn't see much action in the second half, and they were kind of one-dimensional anyway. And then without him in there, they were pretty predictable, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't know about predictable because it's almost like we didn't know what they were going to do with him out, honestly. But he's just such a big part of what they do. Even when he's not getting the ball, he's their best lead blocker as well. Yeah. So he's just so big to that offense, everything they do. He's a guy that's going to catch the passes, run the ball, and he's a guy that's going to make the big blocks to a spring one. So, yeah, once he went out, their offense just kind of struggled, I felt like.
Although fullback, he's a hard runner, Kaltzman.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how you say that name. But
And then number three,
they're both good players. They are. But number two, or Edens, is just special, I believe. Yeah. They're both really good, and definitely not taken away from them. They were – the big boy was a load bringing down, and – but honestly, the game plan was we had to stop Edens, and that was where our focus was. And we did a pretty good job doing that, even though, like you said, I don't think he played one or two possessions in the second half. Right. But I believe we had him 17 yards or something like that. So even in a half, even in a quarter, that's doing a pretty good job on him. So I did feel good about that part of the game plan, the guys executing on what we were supposed to do to him.
I guess they did become a bit unpredictable because they threw the ball a little more. They didn't look real comfortable doing it, but they did it.
Right, yeah. I'm sure, I mean, when you got a guy that you pretty well hang your hat on like him and he goes out, things just kind of that's tough.
Absolutely. Okay, let's flip over on to the defensive side of the ball and talk about Bennett McDaniel, who is sitting right over here to your right on campus today. And great game today, Friday, Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett played really well. He had a couple big plays. He caused we got stopped there on our own 1 or 2 yard line, and then he's able to cause a fumble right there, right back, I believe, the next play to give us the ball back on the 1 yard line that ultimately gave us a touchdown. And then the plays after halftime, when we were able to get the goal line stop, I felt like he was what led it. He also recovered another fumble later in the game, so was responsible for 2 turnovers, a few tackles for loss, a sack, had 7 total tackles. And he was fighting some banged up a little bit, thanks to, so it was in and out too. I mean, that's probably in about a half a game, honestly, that stat line. So if you think if he could, get healthy and put a full one together, that stat line really gets crazy. So he played really well, and I thought he was a big part of us being able to hold on that win, honestly. Like I said before, if they score coming out of halftime, that game's a lot different. I do believe that. And us being able to hold them out in that goal line stand was huge.
Yeah, I think if you could paint a goal line on the back of his jersey too, man, it seemed like when that goal line's right at his back, he really stepped it up,
right.
which is what you want to see, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah, good. So great job on that goal line stand there. A couple of times you had to do it. So, and then you flip over to the lineman, Travis Blazina, had a great game. Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, he did a really good job. Just executing his job for the most part. That's what we're looking for from everybody, especially up front. Just 5 guys that just get the job done. And he definitely did that the other night and did it much better in pass protection that he had in the scrimmages. I know that we were happy to see that. Had a roach, which means he, had a big physical play during the game. So, just overall, good night for Travis, and I'm excited for him. And he's put in a lot of work to get to this point and played really well.
And on special teams, Cameron Belcher.
Yeah, Cameron was a special teams guy. I just felt like he needed to be rewarded. He was the guy that chased the goal line stand, the kickoff return back. Without him coming out of half, he chased it down. And without that, like I said, I don't know the game. It doesn't give us a chance to get that goal line stand, and I don't know how that game goes. And then there's a play in the first half, which is a defensive play, but still for Cameron, that we throw a pass down the sideline and we miss the guy, and there's Edith running down the sideline, and Cameron also chases him down. Cameron chases him down, which ends up they run out of time on the 3 yard line or something, maybe yeah. six. So he saved us 2 touchdowns. I believe that were the difference in that football game. Yeah. So Cameron played a huge part, both on defense and special teams.
Yeah, his speed. Well, you can't coach that.
Yeah, no, and just the effort. I mean, he's the backside guy on both of those plays, where a lot of guys could just be taking it easy and, oh, it's all the way over there, but he's sprinting it. And to catch a guy like Edens or number three, I'm not sure his name.
Stark Scott.
Yeah, you better be running.
Yeah, they both can run. And I couldn't see that play when he broke that there at the start of the second half. He broke the kickoff down the sideline. Did Cameron tackle him down there?
Pushed him out of bounds. Yep.
It's hard to see down there. I can't run as fast as those guys to catch up with them down the field.
Yeah, I'm not sure what all happened either. The ball came out. It was a weird ending to that play. I'm not 100% sure.
Where is it? 1 or 2 yard line, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It was real close.
That turns that game around right there. Uh-huh. It would have potentially tied the game if they get their point after. So.
Yeah.
So, good start to the football season. I know every time you look at it on film, you see a lot of things you can certainly correct, and it's very typical first game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Okay. All right. Well, try to get through this week with heat, and we'll see you on Thursday for the coaches show. We'll talk about Union County.
Yeah, hey, I do have one thing to start getting it out there. The McCracken County game that was scheduled for September 1st, has just been moved until the Thursday, which will be August 31st.
Okay,
Still plan on being a 7 o'clock kickoff. Basically, normal, just a day earlier is the plan.
That'll be here at Rocket Stadium. Yeah, that'll be our home opener.
Yep, home opener. So.
Yeah. All right, well, McCracken County will be here on Thursday, 31st. All right, Coach, we'll talk to you later in the week.
All right, thank you.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football. Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.